St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Arrive because it was prophesied. And God never breaks his promise. He did say, before my word failed, heaven and earth will pass away. His promise is everlasting. His promise is sustaining. His promise is uplifting. His promise is long-standing. His promise is ever-willingly within us. Why? Because his promise is real. Moving on our behalf. And because it is real, we can see the many things that he has said according to his word. In Matthew 21, verses 4 and 5, it states, this took place to fulfill. We are sharing, this took place to fulfill what was spoken, saying, the daughters of Zion, see your king coming to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, a colt, a foal of a donkey. And we see this statement was written hundreds of years before Jesus rode into Jerusalem. And prophecy is a big reason. We know the Bible is God's word. No other religious book has prophecy. The Bible is accurate, 100%, and it is dependable. The Bible told exactly how Jesus would enter Jerusalem, and that's exactly the way it happened. We don't have to theorize it, hypothesize, or guess about it. What God has said, declared, and decreed is and will happen. This was not a coincidence, my brothers and sisters. This did not just happen by chance. This occurrence was divinely ordered and divinely ordained. We are told Israel king would come riding in on a donkey. And that's what exactly happened. He came riding in the way it was prescribed. And what it let us know is that which was once concealed is now revealed. Yes, sir. Yes. God has a unique ability of hiding things until a prophetic and a profound and a prolific way and time. We can make that statement because at Jesus' first miracle in Cana of Galilee, Mary told Jesus that the wine had run out. And Jesus said to Mary, O woman, what has this to do with me? My hour has not yet come. It was Israel's rightful king appointment with his earthly destiny was yet to come. And Mary knew the powers of Jesus' destiny. Yes, yes. She knew that he would come and fulfill the words of God, and that her son would be one who would come to redeem and to save each and every one of us from our sin. The prophet Daniel, major prophet, over 500 years before this point, received the promise from God that 490 years after the work of to rebuild Jerusalem began. It would say in Daniel 9:26, the anointed one would be put to death. Who is this anointed one? His name is Jesus. He is also called the Lamb of God, who come to take away the sins of the world. A lamb is innocent and humble, and a lamb is innocent. A lamb was used to sacrifice a sacrificial offering. And because the lamb without a spot or a wrinkle would be used in sacrificial offering, here came the Lamb of God from the tribe of Judah. The Lamb of God who would take away and free man from his sin. The Lamb of God who came into his own world and the world who did not recognize him. The Lamb of God who came to give us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. A Lamb of God who walked the way we should walk and talk the way we should talk. The Lamb of God who set the example for you and I to live. And because this Lamb came to give us this freedom, because of the love of the Father, he would shed his life so that you and I might have life. But then the book of Nehemiah, we are told the work to rebuild Jerusalem began in the year 445 BC. When that work began, God started his holy and prophetic clock. And when the time was fulfilled of the 490 years exactly, Jesus, the Lamb of God, rode into Jerusalem just at the prescribed time. It was not an accident, nor was it a coincidence. I have shared with you God who is outside of time and space. The God that we serve, El Elyon, the most high, powerful, eternal God, who can look over the seas of time and see everything that shall be, the things which shall take place, and the things which shall take place after these things. He saw all things that would take place. And because he knew it all, he knew the destiny of his son. And he knew that everything had been predetermined and predestinated, for what was hidden is now revealed. The Lord came to reveal the power, the grace of an eternal God. The Lord Jesus came to show us the way to the Father, how what was hidden is now revealed. What was revealed? The love of God Almighty to a sin-sick world. Yes. Secondly, Jesus, the King, arrival reminds us that Jesus came to bring peace. When we look at the anointing of it all today, Michael, there seemed to be one, Donald, who doesn't desire peace. Confrontation, conflict, confusion, and chaos. There is one who does not like peace but desire war, animosity, and strife. But the one that we serve, the one that the believers serve, is the one who came to give us peace. He is called the Prince, a printer of peace. He is the one who gives us life. He is the one who suffered and died. He is the one who said, Father, forgive them. And it's the same Jesus who is moving on our behalf today. We come and see our Lord, our God, and our King. When we look at what the Lord is doing, he is moving us closer to him. No one like him, no one can compare to him, because he is an awesome God. And I have been excited over the time, from now and forever, that God is moving on our behalf. For verse 5 says, the daughter of Zion, see your king come to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, a foal of a donkey. Not only was Jesus the king, arrival, a fulfillment of God's promise, but the manner of how Jesus rode into Jerusalem teaches that his intent was to bring peace. The Jews were looking for a conquering king, a king who would deliver them from and under the bondage of the rule of the Roman government. Now, my brothers and sisters, if that would have been what Jesus intended, then Jesus would have rolled into town riding on a horse and not a donkey. Yeah, yeah. But Jesus riding on a donkey, on a foal of a donkey, which is the son of a donkey. The foal is of a donkey is a symbol of peace. Yeah. Jesus, the prince, a printer of peace, is riding on a beast who symbolizes peace. And because he came riding on a donkey which symbolizes peace, Jesus was sending the message, I am not going to give you peace like the world gives you. Yeah. Yeah. Hello, Donald Trump. Yeah. I wouldn't intend to call his name. I'm not going to give you peace like the world gives you peace, but I'm going to give you peace that the world cannot understand. Yeah. His ways are not like our ways, neither is his thought like our thoughts. The God that we serve have exceedingly abundantly a lot to give to you and I. And what he have to offer you and I is much more than what the world can show us. The Lord has much more waiting for you and I. This world is only a temporary dressing room. But the Lord have a permanent place and a permanent destiny for each and every one of us. We're in a dress rehearsal today, getting ready for our permanent place in heaven. Jesus. Through Jesus, I have peace with God. Through Jesus, I no longer am an enemy to God because my sins have been forgiven. Now, my brothers and sisters, I have peace with God and Jesus, because I've been predestined. You and I have been predestined to look just like him. What color does he look like? He ain't got no color. It doesn't matter what color is. What does matter is that we are all brothers and sisters in the Lord. We are all one in Christ Jesus. And because of that, Jesus, the King, we're told, a rival reminds me that he deserved reverence. Yes. Yes. Heaven and earth adore him. Yes. We bow down before him because we revere him. Yes. He is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Yes. Yes. Verse 7 and 9 through 9 says, they brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and sat Jesus on them. A large crowd spreaded their cloaks on the road while others cut down branches from the trees and spreaded them on the road. They were honoring the arrival of what God had hidden. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, yes. Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus' disciples started to honor with what they had. They were honoring him with the very clothes that they wore on their back. They took off their cloaks and they created a saddle for Jesus to sit on. And others went ahead of him, took off their cloaks and placed them on the ground, was a symbol of reverence. We laying down. It's like rolling out the red carpet. You know, in today's society, we roll out the red carpet for our actors and we roll out the red carpet for people that are important. Yeah. But isn't it ironic when Jesus came? Yeah. They didn't roll out a red carpet for him, Brother Jenkins. When Jesus came into this world, only a star shined in the east, which led wise men to the place where he was birthed. There was no fanfare. There was no... I feel good.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said